Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about four ways to cause a narcissistic rage. All right. These are four reasons why a narcissist may go into a narcissistic rage. Okay. And one of the ways that you could trigger a narcissistic rage, and the most obvious one, is when you insult and criticize the narcissist. Maybe you tell them that they're doing something wrong. Maybe you say something about how they look, you know, or, you know, what they do, their behaviors. And the narcissist cannot deregulate, you know, their emotions. So they get into this narcissistic rage, which could be either overt rage, where they could be yelling and screaming, or it could be a covert, or, you know, a quiet kind of raging. That's what you see with a covert narcissist. It's a hidden rage, okay? So the most obvious way that you cause a narcissistic rage is if you insult or criticize the narcissist, because they're not ones to just let something go. When you insult or criticize a narcissist, they are going to seek revenge on you, okay? You've got to expect that they're going to try to come back at you either directly, or if you're dealing with a covert narcissist, it'll be indirectly in a passive-aggressive manner, all right? Moving on, what's another way or another thing that causes a narcissist to rage? Your self-confidence. Narcissists, they hate self-confident people. They're always trying to make you doubt yourself. Why? So that you are unsure of yourself. So that you have no self-confidence. You don't believe in yourself. You don't believe in what you see. You don't believe in what you say. And what does that do? That gives the narcissist the power to feel like they are superior to you. They know better. But when they deal with somebody who has self-confidence, they absolutely, positively can't stand it. And they love to shoot down somebody with self-confidence. And I dealt with that with somebody in my family where he came at me one time and he said, "Oh, you think you know and this and that. Oh, you know, you're so self-confident." And I said, "It's not that I'm self-confident. I said, it's that I know, you know, what I'm talking about because I've done my due diligence. I've done my research. You know, I don't need anybody else to validate me. I validate myself." And you had to see the narcissistic rage face that I was dealt with, how angry he got because he was trying to cut me up and make me feel like I was less than, all right? That I should need somebody else's validation. See, this is the thing about a narcissist. They always need somebody else's validation. This is why they love triangulation. They love to bring other people in, you know, to gang up against you because they feel there's power in numbers, because narcissists don't stand alone, because they themselves, deep down, subconsciously, are unsure of themselves. They're unsure of themselves and they can't handle when anybody else is confident. So that will cause a narcissistic rage where they'll try to strike you down, and you've got to know who the fuck you are when they try to do that, when they try to give you little subtle digs, all right? Or they dismiss you like the covert narcissist does, or they ignore you, or they do anything like that. This is all to break down your self-confidence. And again, you have to know who the fuck you are and realize the beast that you're dealing with. You're dealing with an evil person that can't handle your self-confidence. And it's up to you to believe in yourself, know what you're talking, be educated. You know, knowledge is power. The more knowledge you have, the more self-assured you'll be. So research whatever you need to research with regard to any issues that you deal with a narcissist, and there is no way that they will be able to cut you up because you know what you're talking about, all right? So you'll cause a narcissistic rage, and when that rage happens, they're going to try to make you feel, you know, less than. They're going to try to break your self-confidence. A narcissist wants you codependent on them, that you can't live without them. And when you're a self-confident person and you don't need anybody and you could stand alone, you could be alone, you become a very dangerous person. Why? Because that narcissist knows that they can't manipulate you and they can't break you down. So you guys, you got to believe in yourself. You got to know, you know, what it is. You got to, if you don't understand something, you find out about whatever you're unsure of so that you have, you know, the confidence behind you and nobody can break you down. Okay, now I'm moving along. Things that cause a narcissistic rage. Here's another big one. When you ignore the narcissist or you give them the silent treatment, it is gonna, you know, it's gonna irritate the shit out of them, all right? Especially a covert narcissist. A covert narcissist is gonna pretend like it doesn't even affect them when you ignore them. They're gonna put on that false, phony front like you're nothing. They don't care if you ignore them. But rest assured, it is bothering them. It is bothering them, and especially if they don't have anything going on in their lives, all right? Maybe things aren't going well for them. Remember, you're dealing with somebody who is basically a miserable person, an unhappy person, a person that hates to be abandoned. And when you ignore the narcissist, you give them no attention whatsoever. You are slighting that narcissist and they don't like it, all right? And they are going to be burning up inside and be raging and have that narcissistic rage underneath. And what they may do is give you the silent treatment right back, all right? They're going to try to do the same thing. They'll try to mirror you and give it right back at you. And you have to hold strong and not be fazed by anything they do, all right? Next thing that will cause a narcissistic rage is that when you give them no reaction to anything that they do. And this is really, really hard because when you're dealing with a covert narcissist, they try to trigger you with that reactive abuse by gaslighting you, by doing the, you know, fake amnesia routine. Oh, I really don't remember. Or you're crazy. They love to call out the mental card to discredit you. And the way that you will cause a narcissistic rage is not by yelling and screaming back at them, because when you yell and scream back at them, you're showing them that they got to you. Now you're giving them power because they have an effect on your emotions. But when you show them indifference, when you show them that they have no, you know, they have no effect on your emotions, that will cause a narcissistic rage because they can't make you pop off. They can't get you to start yelling and screaming. They can't upset you. See, a narcissist, they're such miserable people. Their goal is to upset you because usually they're jealous of you, all right? Narcissists are ruled by jealousy and envy. So they want to upset you. And when you show them that they have no effect on you, that will cause them to rage. If it's a covert narcissist, they're going to rage internally. If it's a overt narcissist, they may try to, you know, trigger you by saying something really below the belt. They may bring up your kids. They may insult your kids. They may insult your mother. They may pull out all punches to try to make you pop off. But when you show them no reaction, that will kill them and will cause them to rage. And that in some instances, some of them will even explode, okay? They'll explode when they know that they can't affect you, all right? So the other way to cause a narcissistic rage is to show them no reaction. You show them a poker face. You don't get mad and you don't get happy. You show them nothing, nothing. They are nothing. A narcissist is nothing but a demon trying to tear you down and tear up who you are, okay? The other thing that I want to bring up, all right, that could cause a narcissistic rage is when you don't listen to the narcissist. Let's say narcissists always want to control everything. So there, some of them can be very bossy and tell you how to run things in the home, how to clean, how to cook, how to raise kids. And when you don't listen to them and you do whatever the hell you want to do, they're going to get angry. Why? Because they can't control you, all right? And if they go into a silent routine like a covert narcissist, guess what? and you don't care? Go silent all you want. Go silent the next 5 years and you don't care? That narcissist is going to go into a narcissistic rage, you know, and they're going to try to hurt you somehow. Somehow, passive aggressively, if it's a covert narcissist, they're going to try to hurt you because they're going to be so damn angry that you're doing what you want to do and that they have no control over you and you're calling the shots. You're not letting the covert or overt narcissist call the shot, all right? Now, one last thing that I want to bring up about how you could cause a narcissistic rage is when you laugh at the narcissist. Let's say the narcissist is being sarcastic. Let's say the narcissist says something that insults you, but if it's a if it's passive aggressive and you're dealing with a covert narcissist, they may say something like, "Oh, I was only joking. Oh, it's only a joke," and everything like that. When you sit there and you just laugh at them, okay, you're not laughing with them, you're laughing at them because they're a joke, they're a clown, okay? That will cause a narcissistic rage. Why? Because they're not able to upset you. Again, they can't upset you. You are upsetting them because you're showing them that they are a joke. They're the joke. Whatever joke they tried to play on you to try to put you down, dismiss you, or make you feel that you're laughing at them because they're such a clown, all right? So whenever you laugh at a narcissist when they do something stupid, like when they try to gaslight you and you just laugh at them like they're a joke, they will get very angry. They will get very angry. You know why? Because you see through them and they hate that. They hate that. And that brings me to my last point about how to cause a narcissistic rage. You cause a narcissistic rage when you can see right through the narcissist. When they know that you know what they are, they're going to be internally upset because now their game is over. Game over. Now you know that they are manipulative. Now you know that they are a liar. Now you know that they are toxic and they hate being exposed. They hate to be looked at in a shameful way. So when you expose the narcissist, they will go into a narcissistic rage. And I'll give you an example of that. You may call the narcissist a narcissist. You may say, "You know what? You're a narcissist. You're fucking toxic, all right?" That narcissist, if you ever call a narcissist, they're gonna pop off, okay? If you're dealing with an overt, malignant, or grandiose narcissist, they're gonna pop off on you and they're gonna say, "You're the fucking narcissist. You're the toxic one. You're the one who's got mental problems, this and that, and blah, blah, blah." They're gonna be going off, okay? Why? Because you got their number and you're calling them out and it's going to cause a narcissistic rage, all right? They hate it, you guys. But here's the thing I have to tell you with regard to all that. In general, you don't want to cause a narcissistic rage, and I will tell you why. And you also don't want to call out a narcissist, and I'll tell you why. Because it's not going to make a difference. They're never going to look at themselves as a narcissist because they can't look at themselves in a derogatory way. So they're always going to twist it around and say, "Oh, you have mental issues." Oh, whatever you call the narcissist, they're just going to say the same thing back to you. A lot of them can't even think for themselves. So whatever you accuse them of, they're going to just throw it back and project it back onto you, all right? Because that's what they do. They deflect onto you. They deflect all the shame that you're putting onto them. They're going to deflect it back onto you. And what's that going to do? That's going to have you going back and forth with the narcissist and exhausting yourself. And for what? For what? A minute of satisfaction? That they know now that you know what they are, they'll never acknowledge, they'll never own the fact that they're toxic. You know how you deal with toxic? You walk away from toxic. You drop them cold. You drop them cold. You don't need to justify, explain, or defend yourself because once you realize you're dealing with a toxic person, You don't have to explain shit to these people, all right? You're not going to win with a toxic. They won't own the truth. So you drop them cold. You drop them cold. And you, that's your way of letting them know, I'm done. I don't need you. And I don't need to explain myself to you. You've played enough mind games, all right? So that's how you deal with it. You just walk away and you don't deal with them. And if you have to deal with them, minimal contact, okay? Gray Rock City. You don't get into conversation, cut and dry, and no detailed conversations if you have to deal with them at all right? But you'll cause a narcissistic rage anytime that you inflict shame on the narcissist, either by criticizing, judging them, or calling them out to be a narcissist. You'll cause narcissistic rage when you mirror the narcissist and you give it back to them by giving them the silent treatment, or you stonewall them, or you play their game. It's going to cause narcissistic rage. And you'll also cause narcissistic rage when they can't control you, when you're doing well for yourself. Narcissists hate to see you happy. They hate to see you doing well, and they hate to see the fact that they have no effect on you. So that's why you got to be your own independent fucking person that knows who the fuck you are. And if they can't respect you, then they can't be in your life. You're going to live according to your rules. And the way, you know, the rules of life, you follow the truth, okay? You walk in the truth. You walk in God. You walk in the truth. Unlike these demons that don't walk in the truth. And that's exactly what they are. They're demons because they're not about the truth. They're not righteous. They're evil. They have no morals. And you need to get them out of your life, okay? You need to get them out of your life. And you don't want to cause a narcissistic rage. Why? Also, last point I want to bring up is because they will try to seek revenge on you. Narcissists will always try to seek revenge on you for causing a narcissistic rage. And guess what? You just don't need that shit in your life. You, the best way to live a happy life and live in peace is to leave silently from the narcissist and make them wonder what the fuck just happened, okay? Instead of, you know, having a minute of satisfaction calling them out, and then later on, you always got to look over your shoulder because they're going to be trying to scheme, like a covert narcissist will, to try to hurt you in some way, okay? There's a million different ways they could try to hurt you for causing that narcissistic rage. So the best thing you guys to do when you're dealing with a sick-minded narcissist like that is to walk away, because you're dealing with a sick-minded, evil person. And, you know, you don't want to give them anything to talk about, and you don't want to give them anything to have to look for vengeance. You just walk away quietly and silently and just never have anything to do with them again. That is, you know, the way you deal with the narcissist. That is how you have your power and your peace. All right. So I hope that helps you guys. I'm losing my voice as I always do because I'm always preaching over here. I hope that helps you. And if it does, hit the subscribe button, you guys, and please share the podcast. Have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.